Therefore, for in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed out from faith in Jesus Christ to be saved into the realm of faith, to be saved or delivered from the power of sin and live the Spirit-filled life. We move from faith in Christ to faith in the Holy Spirit. From faith in Jesus Christ for eternal life salvation to faith in the Holy Spirit for spiritual life and to reveal Christ in our life. And when we do this, the righteousness of God is revealed in our lives by faith. People, righteousness of God is not by anything we do. It is His righteousness given to us as unbelievers and believers. And this is in accordance with His grace. Now, the book of Romans. And we're getting ready to move into now. After I finish verse 18, we'll be able to pick up the momentum a little bit. In fact, I'm hoping quite a lot. There's the second half of Romans 1. But the book of Romans is not about living a righteous life. Some people will say it's about living a righteous life. That's not what it's about. It is about receiving a righteous life. It's about receiving a righteous life. Just as our salvation is not about doing righteousness that God will say, oh, I like that, I'll save you. No, it's about receiving His righteousness. So it is as believers. It is about receiving His righteousness. How do we receive His righteousness? We receive His righteousness when we walk.